Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown. I have the unpleasant news today to announce for those of you who are not aware that Reverend Timothy Wright has gone on to be with the Lord. He's right here in Brooklyn, and you know, it's just a very sad day here. Well, not even here in New York, but in the gospel community. It's so funny because you never really heard much about what Reverend Wright was doing on news. You know, New York City is considered a major news market. And, you know, churches do a lot of stuff, a lot of good in and around the five boroughs. But I was watching the news very, very early this morning. I'd probably get up 5:30 at least. I'm on the computer. And to hear it hit New York news was just like, whoa. I felt like I got punched in the gut. A very good friend of mine, Mr. Robert Stevens, that was his pastor. And actually, Robert Stevens has been my PR client off and on and a dear friend for years. So my prayers definitely go out to Robert at this time. And I know Reverend Wright's sons, and, you know, a few years ago we met to collaborate on a book he was considering writing. And so I don't know him as well as other people do, but it's really heartbreaking, especially the way that he transitioned. Somebody kind of crossed over to the wrong side of the road, and his wife and son were killed, and he was rushed into care and has really just been on a very long road to recovery. So my prayers go out to everybody who attends Grace Tabernacle Church of God in Christ in Brooklyn, New York. And at the end of today's show, I will do a mini tribute to Reverend Tim Wright. Just our prayers are with you. And our prayers are with your family. And, you know, may God bless you and shine upon you. It's your girl, Scott Brown, right here for LifeRemixRadio.com.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
just a little reassurance for the Reverend Wright family and everybody in Brooklyn. Again, just sending our prayers out to Reverend Timothy Wright's family. We're going to jump right into today's show, our regularly scheduled program for Life Remixed Radio. Welcome to the weekend. You know we play some party music, some get-down music, just to kind of welcome in the weekend. I know here in New York it's going to be like 85 degrees this weekend. I'm going to the beach, so hopefully I won't scare anybody on the beach when I put on my bathing suit. We are literally just getting in the car and driving south until my kids say, Mom, I'm tired. I don't want to be in the car anymore. And I did that for them when they were little, actually. And we just kept driving and driving and driving and driving until we just were like, you know what? Okay, that's enough. Anyway, let's jump into some good music. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for LifeRemixedRadio.com.
Complaints to my girlfriend, my Romeo, you'll never
give a big shout out to Curvy Queen, who I see you on the switchboard, darling. I see that area code. Thank you so much for checking me out. You and I have to connect with each other. I wanna hang out with you. Don't forget, I'll be in Atlanta in August. We're hosting an Ecclesia Bible study in August. I think I may have mentioned that. When I mentioned it on the air yesterday, DeJuan was like real quiet about it. I think I let the cat out of the bag a little bit too soon. I'm sorry. You guys are hearing this live and in living color. I'm trying to get rid of this cold, y'all. Well, I went to the doctor the other day, and it's not bronchitis, so that's definitely a good thing. I just think I need a little retail therapy and then laying on the beach therapy on Sunday with my family. It'll make me feel so much better. Anyway, let's jump into a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for LifeRemixRadio.com. my listeners who listen to the show every single day. He just let me know in the chat room that he has a TV show coming out. That is bananas. I'm so proud of you, buddy. All right, let me give the website for everybody who's listening and may not actually be in the chat room. Log on to www.spikeSpilberg. Yo, check out, I'm so proud of you. That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of making sure everybody's projects get promoted. I'm so happy. Good, you know, that's a good thing. I'm good looking out. Yo, I got to check your TV show out. Just hit me up in the chat room. Let me see. Oh, Lavinia just joined us. Thank you so much. One and only Lavinia. Thank you. We have a guest listening in. Also, we have people that are dialed in listening through their telephone. You know, you could always listen to Life Remix Radio by dialing in through your cell phone. Just dial 347-633-9113. Again, 347-633-9113 for those of you who want to listen through your cell phone. And you know you can always download the show through iTunes. Let's get into a little Dougie Fresh. I think I'm going to get into an old-school hip-hop mode real quick. I have a lot of disco. Y'all know I was born in the wrong era. I've said it so many times. I'm just such a disco girl. But I feel like going to a little bit of Dougie Fresh, going to a little Eric B. President, something for the radio by Bismarck. If you're feeling my little old school hip hop swagger, just hit me up in the chat room with anything you want to hear. Don't forget, enjoy your weekend. This is Welcome to the Weekend. Just listen to some good music to usher in your weekend. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for LifeRemixRadio.com.
talking about. I'm not talking about burning down a building.
bright Sunday morning, but this time I'm not gonna hide. Wanna feel what it's like to wake up in the morning.
In the chat room and didn't have the next song ready. I'm going to mess you up, the dreaded one. I'm busy talking about going to the beach going to the beach this weekend and didn't even realize that that the story was getting ready to end. I'm so sorry, everybody. Big shout out to everybody that's listening from the ATL. The dreaded one is in Atlanta. I was just saying, he was like, what are you doing this week? I'm like, I'm probably going to the beach with my kids. Just totally forgot that I'm supposed to be here, you know, kind of running a show, but it's all good. That's, well, you know, the beauty of the beauty of live radio. Let's get back into some more music. And let me know what you're doing this weekend. Let me know. Talk to me. Let me see what else is going on in the chat room. Yeah, it's just I talking about going to the beach. I've lived my life so grumpy for so long. Now I take every opportunity to do something fun. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Life Remix Radio. We're here every single day at 12 noon. Today is Friday, and we just welcome in the weekend with some music. I'm a roller skater, so I don't know how many of you are from the New York area listening, but I remember Roxy. I think it was on like 18th Street or 17th Street or something, and my mom actually had my 9th birthday party at One's Disco, which was located at 111 Hudson Street. So I am truly a disco gal. You always hear a lot of disco and a lot of club classics, and anything I can skate to will at some point or another make it on Life Remix Radio. So thanks so much for hanging out with me. Let's get into some more music. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for LifeRemixRadio.com. To world famous. Why do people, this is bugging me out, why do people call me when they know I'm on the air? I guess I should just be using my voice mail. I don't know. Y'all know I'm always venting and complaining about something or another at some point. But or I probably should just use a different headset. That's what it's all about. But anyway, real quick to the dreaded one. I've never been to Miami. I would love to go to Miami, but I've never been. I've heard it's very expensive. We were chatting behind the scenes about why I actually moved back to New York. There were a couple reasons, but definitely cost wasn't one of them because New York is way more expensive than Atlanta will ever be. But just a reminder to everybody, Miami is beautiful. Not everyone is living that baller lifestyle, so it can get a little grimy. Yeah, I've actually heard that about Miami. Real quick, we're down to the last 10 minutes of the show. I'm going to try to squeeze in as much more Welcome to the Weekend music. And the last song for today's show is going to be dedicated to Reverend Timothy Wright, who lost his fight. Well, I don't even want to say lost, who transitioned last night here in New York City area. So I will be doing a little tribute to Reverend Timothy Wright before the end of today's show. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Let's get back into some more music. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for LifeRemixRadio.com. thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. I did
mention everybody's got a little light under the sun, 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 under the sun.
I did mention at the top of the show that Reverend Timothy Wright has gone on to be with the Lord, and it's a very fitting tribute to just look at someone who was never really recognized as some other gospel artists have been, but he was definitely a pillar in the church community here in Brooklyn, New York. So I just thought it was very fitting to just play one of his last number one songs right here on Life Remix Radio, and my prayers definitely go out with his family. Remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart always be acceptable in his sight. And on that note, Reverend Wright, we love you.
Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. I want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, her home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears, but while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help. Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Oh, he's the Savior. Well, about that time, the paramedic was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folks? Why you want to look at these folks? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said. Healer, healer, healer. I wish y'all would help me say that up in here. Come on. Healer, healer, healer. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus. Anybody know him as a healer? Come on. Healer, healer, healer. Why don't you wave your hand and say healer? What's the Lord's name? Jesus, Jesus. Well, about that time, there was a big commotion over by the exit door. Folks was rushing over to the exit door to see what was going on. They was making a lot of noise, and somebody sent a note, and it said there were 3 tractor trailers out there with food, water, and medicine, and mother started to really cry now. She really lost it now. And then somebody else sent another note saying there were 2 more tractor trailers that just showed up with dry clothes and pampers and all the other stuff that they needed. And mother just lost it. She just started boo-hooing all over the place. And the young boy walked up to mother and said, mother, why are you crying now? You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Why are you crying now? She said, son, once again, you don't understand. You know what she told him? She lifted up her hands. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, y'all, help me here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody want to tell him thank you? What's his name? Jesus, Jesus. Why don't y'all help me tell him thank you? Come on, y'all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Has he done anything for you? You want to tell him thank you?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands all over the building. Thank you. Come on, always, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's a strong tower. He's a shelter in a time of storm. Be there when things go wrong, yeah. There's power in that name, yes it is. Healing in that name, yeah, yeah. Name, somebody ought to call him by his name, Jesus. Say it one more time, Jesus. Jesus. I wish I had some praises in here.